Maral in Sefer Derech Chaim, which is his Sefer on Pirkei Avos, discusses the Mabul. And he discusses the Mabul where you might not expect it to be discussed in relation to the second Mishnah in the first Perek of Maseches Avos. Why did the Mabul, which destroyed literally all of the earth, have to be the punishment for that generation? Why could it not have been something less than utter annihilation? So it must relate to the kind of hashchasa that the Torah tells us the Dor HaMabul was guilty of. And then we have to see why those kinds of sins and why that kind of corruption of all flesh, if you will, in the words of the Torah, Hishchis Kol Basar, why that has to be addressed with utter annihilation, why it's not remediable. The Mishnah in Avo says, Al Shloisha Devarim Ha'olam Omeid. The world stands on three pillars, Al HaTorah, Va'al Ha'avoda, Va'al Gmilus Chasadim. One of the most famous Mishnayos in Avos in all of Shas. The three pillars are Torah, the service of the Almighty, and acts of kindness toward fellow man. The Olam is Kayam because of them. What we'll see is that what was happening in the door of the Mabul was the opposite of those three, and that therefore the earth, the world, could not remain and could not go on, could not be Kayam. Let's see it inside. So man is described as Tov Ma'od. So man is good. Umasha Ha'adam Hu Tov. This is on the third line of page Kuf Dalet in these editions of the Derech Chaim. Umasha Ha'adam Hu Tov Ad She'omrim Alav Kama Bria Zu Tova. What is it that's good about man? Where you could look at man and say, man is good. Hainu Kishahu Tov Ba'atzmo. First and foremost, man needs to be intrinsically good. Ratzalema bitzad bechinas atzmo yesh boi hatov. He has an intrinsic good, not only in relation to God or in relation to fellow man, but a intrinsic good of man himself, all alone. V'zehu bechina achas. That's number one. Sha'omrim alav Habriya Hazos Yeshla Mailavhi Tova Mitzad Atzma. So we'll have to see what that is, where man has something that's good intrinsically, not just as he serves God or as he relates to and helps fellow man, but just intrinsically good. That's number one. Habachina Hashenis, the second aspect of where a man has to be good, Shiro'ui Shiya Tov, Lashamayim. It would be correct for him, for a man to be good toward heaven, who Hashem Yisbarach, Asher Bara Es HaAdam, who has created man. And in response, man should be good, and be good, and be of value to the Almighty who created man. V'yi Oved Elav, Oser Ritzono, serve him and do the wish of God who created man. That's the second good which man should be. And then the third, Hashlishi Hagimel Shiroi Shiya Tov El Zuloso. It's correct for man to be good to his fellow man. Mibnei Adam, other people, Ashahem Nimtzayim Imo, who share the world with man. Ki Ein HaAdam Nimtzo Bilvad, man is not alone. Raku Nimtzo Im Bnei Adam Zuloso. Man lives in this world together with fellow man and woman. All these aspects of man, these three, are where man needs to be good. In be'erach atzmo, intrinsically, good. Tzarek shiyah tov shaharei tekef miyad b'maisa b'reishis namba b'chol b'riya. Ki tov. In and of itself. Each aspect of the creation is decreed as good, and then together they were coming together correctly. And on the end of the sixth day, Hashem said tov ma'od. That's number one, intrinsically good. As God has caused and created man, we are a result of God. And thirdly, it's correct for man to be good vis-a-vis fellow man. So that's how man needs to be good in these three aspects. Let's skip to the next paragraph. And now he starts to tell us how Torah, Avod, and Gemilus Chasadim each fill one of these three areas in which man needs to be good. Intrinsically good in and of himself, good vis-a-vis God, and good in relation to fellow man. It's very, very typical, by the way, of the Maharal to be very philosophical, yet also very, very logical. Almost mathematical. So, we'll look at the next paragraph. The fifth line, where we have that arrow. Ulekach hischil ha-tana hazeh dvarav lomar al shlosha dvarim ha-olam omeid. The Tana begins with three things, and the first is al ha-Torah. Val ha-avoda val gemilus chasadim. Ki kasher yesh ba-odam ha-Torah hu nechshav bria tova ba-atzmo. By having Torah, and by being a person of Torah, a person who lives with, studies, lives by, and in accordance with the Torah, that is good. Be'atzma, intrinsically. Kasha yeshbo ha-Torah ha-sichlis. Why? Because then he is man, using man's intelligence, to what? To come to the divine intelligence, and to take divine intelligence and become one with something that's divine, divine intelligence, which is greater than anything that humanly we can attain in terms of wisdom. So a man without being different from all other creatures would just be like any other mammal. Man then wouldn't be the tov that man is supposed to be. Man's tov is that he has this higher intellect, and in the case of Yisrael, chosen man, the Am Segula, that intellect is divine intelligence. Ki chas mimenu, otherwise he's missing the Torah. She hashlamas ha'adam, b'mashehu adam, v'hu nimshal kebehema nidmeis. Talking about Tehillim Memtes. Nimshal kebehema is nidmo. If we do not have, and if we're not connected to it, if we don't live by that seichel, that is the higher seichel of Torah hasichlis, then we're no different than other mammals. We're not functioning as we must. So good is when it is a person who is not just not steeped in physicality, but the entire person and the goal of the person, the raison d'etre of the person is to be in the world of Torah, to attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah. Otherwise, Ein Zeh Nechshav Briya, then he's not correctly filling the nature for which he was created. Ve'ein Ro'u Eloi HaMetzius. Shouldn't be, because that's not why man was created. Ba'al Dover Zeh Amru Rezal, Perek Rabbi Akiva, Mesechus Shabbos, Amru Shlokish, Ma'adichsiv, Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Voker Yom HaShishi, with the Hei HaYediyah, Hey, you say, "Ralamalim alamet shehisna Hakadosh Baruch Hu imaisa bereishis." Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to all of creation, "Im Yisrael mekablam es haTorah atem miskaimim ve'im lav ani machzer eschem letohu vavo." Everything depends on the Yom Hashishi, the sixth of Sivan. If the Jews, then generations later, will be mekabel Torah, then the world and the purpose for the world will be fulfilled, and the world remains. Otherwise, why have I created the world? Hashem says. ki kol hanivraim shenivru ein behem chachma hoelikis hoelyoino. All other creations are not part of, are not connected to divine intelligence. Intelligence man has. Man is supremely intelligent. Afki adam hu bal sechel, ein ze rak sechel ha'enushi. That's human wisdom. Shehu mitzuruf el hachomer, which is dependent upon what we can see, touch, feel, determine, and then even imagine, but it's all based upon a material reality, as opposed to something that is higher, divine intelligence. So it's limited, man's wisdom is limited, man's intelligence is finite and tethered to what he is able to come to understand through what he learns, sees, of the world, interacting with it, studying it, examining it. But that's not as far as the Torah reaches. The Torah reaches much farther. Divine intelligence is all about every aspect of the universe, every aspect of the human condition, and it's that kind of higher intelligence, divine intelligence, for which man was created. So that's why a person should be a person of Torah. And that is how a person is a person who is good. That's the Mila of Adam, if he is a person of Torah. Which means the very opposite of physicality and material concerns. The person is living, as we said, for the sake of and in accordance with HaTorah HaSichlis. Let's now move on, turn over the page. So that's why a person intrinsically good is a person of Torah. Because now he is fulfilling the role for which man was created. Man was created to be this supreme being. And to be a supreme being means to attain and connect to the divine and divine intelligence. HaTorah HaSichlis. That's when a person is tov ba'atzmo. The next tov is avoda. About two-thirds down the next paragraph, va'achakach omar al ha'avoda. Va'avoda hi avoda be'etzem u'barishayna hi ha'avoda be'karbonos. The most basic of all service is the service that we rendered in the Mishkan and the Mikdash, karbonos, to serve, to worship, in the classic sense. There's nothing that's more basic in the service of God than the karbonos, where we give up of our material and where we give up of the lives of these animals and we return them to the Almighty. This is a form of worship. All the other mitzvos similarly are service of Hashem. Nichlalim, that kind of worship is included. Taches Ha'avoda. That's the category of avoda. All the mitzvahs we do, you put on tefillin, that's avoda. You keep Shabbos, that's avoda, Hashem. Rak ha'avoda hi rishon v'koydem el hakol. But the basic service, as we say, davening, bringing korbanos, that's the most basic kind of service of Hashem. U'lefichach ha'avoda hi amud el ha'olam shemizeh yachshev ha'odem shalem v'toiv. That's when a person is good, when the person is responding to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the second good. The first good is intrinsic good, meaning that the man is an intelligent man with the higher intelligence of the Torah HaSichlis. That's first level of Toiv, intrinsic good. The second level is that man is good vis-a-vis God. He serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, worships HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, ukeneged hashlishi, the third kind of good, which is vis-a-vis fellow man, shetzorach shehiya ha'adam shalem v'toiv im zulasai. A person has to be correct and a complete and proper man or woman vis-a-vis other people. V'zehu al yidegim yulus chasadim, kasher hu aysalu zulasai chesed chinam. That's where he does good for others, not for any kind of retribution or remuneration. That's when you're good vis-a-vis others. when you do it, of course, not for remuneration, you're doing it because it's just good and right to help others and be good to others. V'azhu toiv legamri. So now we have Hatayra Ha'avayda Gemilus Chasodim. And you have that idea of man creating and living in a way that creates the pillars on which the world can stand. Torah, by man being intrinsically involved with and actualizing his potential for divine intelligence. Number two, he is good in avoda vis-a-vis God. Number three, he is good and he is tov vis-a-vis fellow man, and that's Gemilus Chasadim. That's what Shimon HaTzadik meant when he said, Al Shlesha Dvarim Ha'olam Kayim, Al HaTorah, Al HaAvodah, V'Al Gemilus Chasadim. In the interim paragraph, which we did not photocopy, the Maral goes on to say that the three Averos that are Yehurig V'Al Yavar are these three. They all involve these kinds of Averos, that means the complete destruction of the image of man as a builder of a world. Because Gilui Arayos is the most earthy, selfish, and materially based, ego-driven Avera, the very opposite of higher intelligence. Shvichas Damim, obviously, homicide, is the opposite of Gemilus Chasadim. And Avodah Zarah is the opposite of Avodah. And it's for that reason where if a person is faced with having to violate these Averos, were he to violate any one of them, he would be undoing the very world. He would be, so to speak, negating existence itself. So it's for that reason that when it comes to those three Averos, the law is allow oneself to be sacrificed and not to, God forbid, transgress. But let's now get to the point vis-a-vis the Mabul. Umizeh teida ki bedor ha-mabul lo nechrav ha-olam ad shechotu b'chol elu shloisha devarim sheha-olam oimed aleihem. The problem was that the chtoyim, the sins of the dor ha-mabul, and there were three of them mentioned in the Torah, are the very opposite of all what's needed in order for the world to exist. Uvahu el ha-hefech, meaning they did the very opposite of what's necessary for the olam to be kayim, and that's why the olam could not be kayim and had to be destroyed. V'kasha notu el ha-hefech, oz ha-olam nechrav, me'odom ad behemo. Lefi, shechotu ba'avodah zarah. As Rashi says, ki hishchis kol basar, hashchasa means avodah zarah. Lefi shechotu ba'avodah zarah v'hi hefech amud ha'avodah. U'kumei she'amru Rabbi Seinu Zal, v'yar l'kim esaretz v'hinei nishchasa, ein nishchasa ela avodah zarah v'arayos. Avodah zarah d'chsev pen tashchisun v'asisem lachem pesal t'munas kol. Which is what is described at the end of Parshas Bereishis, where people were just, people particularly in powerful positions, were taking other people, engaged, married, it didn't matter, and they were doing terribly adulterous acts. Asher yavo b'nei helehim el b'nei sa'adam v'yoldu lehem. So we have Avodah Zarah, which is, of course, contra opposite to the Amud of Avodah. And you have Arayos, which, as we've explained, is the opposite, the very opposite, of the good that is Torah. Elu shnei dvarim hem hefech shnei amudei ha'olam shaleihem ha'olam kayam, shem ha'avodah v'ha'torah. Because by virtue of being involved with the most materially driven drive that a man has for illicit relations, that is the farthest a man can go away from divine intelligence. Emphasis of Elikus and the wisdom of Torah. The farthest that a man can go, opposite Torah Hasichlis, is Gilei Arayos. And then, the third, the destruction of the Olam because of the third pillar of Gemilus Chasodim. V'oid haya behem gezel, k'dichsiv, v'timalei haaretz chamas. V'dover zeh, hefach Gemilus Chasodim. It's the very opposite of Gemilus Chasodim, where everyone is thieving one from the next. The opposite of Gemilus Chasodim, where instead of taking what's not yours, you're giving. V'zehu geizel ha-shalai. V'hine eilu shleisha dvarim hem hefech legamri al shleisha dvarim shaleim ha-oilam ha-imeid. These three averos that therefore they were doing were contra-opposite the pillars on which the world stands. V'chasher akru shleisha hamudim, when they undo those three pillars, and they're entirely involved in the very opposite of what would keep the world going. There's nothing substantial, nothing strong enough upon which the world can rely. There's nothing to keep it and maintain it. There's nothing to hold up the world any longer. Now, it's true that what we said earlier was that the opposite of Gemilus Chasadim on an individual level is shvichas damim, is murder, homicide. But then he goes on to say, if everybody was killing everybody else, then there would be no people left. But in the case of Hamas, they really were completely dishonest and disingenuous and robbing and thieving and stealing from each other on a regular basis. As a matter of fact, that's why it's called Hamas. Not just Gezel, Hamas. What's the difference between Gezel and Hamas? In the case of Hamas, you might pay for what it is that you're taking, but you're taking it against the person's will. Now, if everybody's taking from everybody else, so the Gur Aryeh, the Maral in the Gur Aryeh says, if Reuven takes from Shimon, and then Shimon takes from Reuven, so then, in effect, yes, they've paid for what they've taken, but they've taken from each other in a manner of Hamas. Because while Gezel is to take and not pay, here it's Hamas, because they're taking from each other. So this one steals from this one, the other one steals from that one, and everybody is being dishonest with everybody else. And that's a description where the Torah indeed says it that way. Kimol ha'aretz Hamas. So that is the very opposite of the pillar of Gemilus Chasadim. So, what we find now here is that the Mabul, which destroys the world and necessitates rebuilding an entire world from Noach and his sons, the Mabul has to be that with which the sins of the Dor HaMabul will be addressed, because they have destroyed the Amudim on which the world would have been able to have a Kiyum. The world could not continue to exist, because the Amud HaTorah, the Amud HaAvoda, and the Amud of Gemilus Chasadim were completely destroyed and knocked out from under the world. The underpinnings of the world itself were completely undone. And this, of course, is very different from even subsequent generations where they rebelled against the Ribbono Shel Olam, as in the Dor HaFlaga, but they worked together. They cooperated. And they were not thieving, and they were not stealing. And there wasn't the level of licentiousness and Gilei Arayos. The Torah goes on to describe in which instances there was Gilei Arayos, and Rashi discusses it toward the end of the parasha. But it wasn't everybody. It wasn't rampant. So, what the Maral has said is that Amud HaTorah was destroyed because the very opposite of the Torah, Hasichlis, is the pursuit of the physicality and the physical pleasures of the flesh in illicit relations. And that was rampant. So the Amud HaTorah was gone. That toiv of man, of intrinsic toiv in man, gone. They were Ovid of Avodah Zarah, so the Amud of Avoda, gone. And then the world is just, everyone's robbing and they're stealing, they're thieving from each other in Chamas, the opposite of Gemilus Chasadim. With all three of the underpinnings of the world gone, there was nothing left but for the world itself to be destroyed. So the Maharal is basically saying that the whole issue with Dor HaMabul is the opposite of Al Shleisha Dvarim HaOlam Kayim, and that in effect, that generation self-destructed. And that's why the Mabul was brought on them.